Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast, and it is good to be here this evening. And tonight, I was going to talk about having to treat others the way that we would want to be treated. And the thing is I kind of feel led to do something else tonight. So we're going to be talking about the cross. And because as you know, if I am correct, today is Palm Sunday. Didn't realize that. Today is Palm Sunday, and it begins the week of, basically it begins the week of the Lord's Passion, and it gets into Resurrection Sunday. So tonight I'm going to be talking about the power of, we're going to be talking about the Lord's death on the cross. We're going to be talking about His Passion. We're going to be talking about Him being crucified, because this is a time when our sins were judged at the... This is a time that we observe that our sins were judged and judged at the cross, and it's only by the cross that we have victory. It is by the cross and by Christ's death and resurrection that through what He did at the cross, that we can overcome. So tonight we're going to be focusing on His on His death, and then next Sunday I'll be talking about His resurrection and the power of that. So I kind of went on and on and kind of babbled a lot, so please forgive me, and I'm just going to get a drink here real quick. So, we're going to be talking about His crucifixion. We're going to take a look at different types and shadows of Christ's love for us in the Old Testament. Amen. So, I'm not sure exactly what the title of this message is going to be, but hopefully somewhere along the line, the Lord will sort of give me a title. Okay, so... with that said, let's go ahead and let's begin this broadcast with a couple of hymns. I like to sing hymn number 526. That is Victory in Jesus. And then I also want to sing 363. And that is the Everlasting Arms. But we're going to start with hymn number 526. Excuse me, Victory in Jesus. So here it goes. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He brought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. Yeah, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. There's always victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. When in doubt, you always go through Jesus Christ, because Christ won the victory when He died and resurrected from the grave. Amen. So let's go to hymn number 363. And that is Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. So we'll sing that hymn as well, and then we'll begin with announcements and prayer requests after. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have a blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Woo! Okay, I think I butchered that a little bit, and I apologize for that. That's been a while since I've heard that song. All right. Announcements. We'll get to announcements. So really quickly again, I'm not going to be preaching on what I thought I was going to be preaching on. Today is Palm Sunday, so I want to focus on the Lord's death and what He did for us at the cross. I think that's important, because it is through His death on the cross that we have forgiveness of sin. So we will be, I'll be talking about something different tonight. However, let's see here. June 6th, this is just a couple months out. June 6th, I will be covering for Brother Bill Rushing at his church on that evening. Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. I think he said he was going to be out of town. I'm not entirely sure, but we won't get too deeply into that. But he has asked me to cover for him on that night. So June 6th, it's a little ways out yet, but June 6th, that's a Sunday, there will not be a Fishers of Men broadcast, okay? But there will be a recording of the message that evening, so I will remind you when the time gets closer, but just something to kind of keep in mind. Please pray for me on that, if you will. That is a very big deal, okay? I am going to be covering for him. He won't be there, but I'll be there to cover for him, and I'm happy to do so. I love to preach, and he trusts me enough to not say or do anything heretical. So, hang on a second. All right. So, that will be on June 6th. Other than that, next Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. We will be talking and preaching on next week on the on the resurrection of Christ. Amen. So we're going to be talking about the resurrection 1 week from today, because 1 week from today is Resurrection Sunday. And I might do that broadcast a little bit differently. We will see how that goes, okay? So next week is the resurrection of Christ. That's what I'll be preaching on. I didn't really fully realize that today was Palm Sunday. So next week is Resurrection Sunday. I believe it is. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me on that, but I'm pretty sure next Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. So I will be preaching on the resurrection next week. What else am I missing? I think that's about it. Prayer requests. Nothing really much. Please continue to keep Brother Joey in prayer. I know he appreciates prayers. Please keep him in prayer. Please keep me in prayer. Keep my ministry in prayer. Keep my videos in prayer. I'm kind of going these really fast because there really isn't much new. Pray for there's someone I know that is in need of salvation, so pray for them on that. Pray for a sister pray for a fellow sister and a fellow brother for salvation for lost family members. Also pray for my friends and my any friends and family that do tune in to watch this. Pray for them as well. Amen. If you have any prayer requests, you can feel free to let me know on that, or just shoot me a message or put it in the comments. It doesn't really matter. However you'd like to communicate that. Any praises, feel free to do the same thing, all right? Any prayers or praises, feel free to mention them. And feel free to, shoot me a text or a message or whatever you want to do. Whatever you feel comfortable with. So if you have any prayers or praises, feel free to mention them. I think that is it. Before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. And let's ask for His blessing on this time. And let's ask His blessing on this teaching. And I want you all to keep in mind, I'm not prepared for this. I'm not really prepared. I don't have anything prepared. So I'm just going to let the Holy Ghost lead me on this. We'll go from there, okay? So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank You. Lord, for this day, Lord, we thank You, Lord, for, Lord, the blessings that You've given us each and every day. Lord, we thank You for the sacrifice that You've made at the cross. We thank You that You paid that price. Christ in full so that we wouldn't have to. Lord, I ask that you please bless this time, Lord, of preaching. Please bless this message. Please bless this video. Lord, we do pray and lift these prayer requests, Lord, to you, Lord. I just pray, Lord, for my friends and family that will watch this. We pray, Lord, that you prepare their hearts, prepare to receive from you what you would have them to receive. Please help them to grow. And, Lord, we just pray that you just lead them and guide them accordingly. Lord, pray for Brother Joey. Pray, Lord, you comfort him, strengthen him. Lord, pray, Lord, you just lead him and guide him. We pray, Lord, that you just encourage him, strengthen him, lead him and guide him. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for his friendship. We thank you for him. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for brothers and sisters. And we pray, Lord, for their lost loved ones. We pray, Lord, that you get a hold of their lives. We pray that you lead them and guide them. And we pray, Lord, that you just have your way and will, Lord. Please help them to see, Lord, their need for you. And we just pray, Lord, you open their eyes and hearts to you, Lord. And that we pray, Lord, that they would be receptive to your word. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for today. We thank you, Lord, for this video. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us. We pray, Lord, you blessing. We pray that, Lord, and ask that you bless this time, Lord. We lift this to you. We dedicate this time to you, Lord. We pray, Lord, you take this time and do with it as you will. Not as I will, but as you will. And, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. And, Lord, we lift this to you and we pray these things, Lord, in your name. Amen. All right, you guys. Woo! I just happened to close my eyes and then open them. I was like, wow. All right. turn with me to Matthew. We're going to go to Matthew 17. Matthew chapter 17. No, I'm sorry. That's not even right. We're going to go to Matthew 27. Matthew 27. And, we're going to start in verse 27. And we're going to pretty much read the rest of the whole chapter, okay? So, Matthew 27, verse 27. So, 27, 27. Okay. It says, "Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered onto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head." Folks, can I tell you something? That was just the beginning of what Jesus went through for you. Okay? He endured not just scourgings. He did not just endure, you know, the pain. But he also endured the mocking, the scoffing, the laughing, being spit upon. He had a crown of thorns shoved on his head. Think about this for a second, okay? What do thorns represent in the Bible? Thorns in the Bible represent a curse. Okay? They represent a curse. And let's go to our Pure Bible Search software. Okay. In Genesis 3:18, that's the first occurrence. It says, "Thorns also and thistles shall bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Okay? Because sin entered in the world, when sin came, that's when the whole earth got cursed. Because of Adam's sin. So thorns represent a curse. So if you have a crown of thorns shoved on your head, Christ, who was a blessing, became cursed in our place so that through him we can be blessed and not cursed. Why? Because it was because of Christ's righteousness that he willingly took that upon himself. He willingly did it. He laid his life down for our sins. And he paid that price in full. Okay? Now, excuse me. And after that, they mocked him. They took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. Okay. Now I want to just say something here for a second. When you take a look at the Passion of the Christ, they depicted Christ as sort of falling down and couldn't handle it. I don't see how that's biblical, folks. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says that Jesus fell down and couldn't handle it. Okay? It says that Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garment, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. So they didn't just sit there and crucify him and that was it. They were casting lots for his clothes. They crucified him. They took a nail and drove it in. Nailed him to a cross. His hands and his feet. Okay? Just drove that sucker in there. Nailed him to a cross. They offered him vinegar mingled with gall to drink, and he wouldn't drink it. The soldiers were casting lots for his clothes. Okay? Splitting his clothes up, casting lots for it. Let's look up where that is at. I can't spell today. For my vesture. I can't. Okay, well. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit. It's been a long day, so I'm kind of getting a little tired, but just bear with me, okay? But they cast lots for his vesture. Okay? Think about all that Christ went through. Being scourged and whipped with a cat of nine tails. Flesh just being ripped off. His beard plucked. Him being scoffed and laughed at. Being made a mockery. And being made fun of. You know, can I tell you something? We might say that it was the Jews that nailed Christ to the cross. But the truth of the matter is, all of our sin nailed him to the cross. Our sins, all of our sins, I don't care if you're Jew or Gentile, your sins, my sins, everybody's sins, sent Christ to that cross. Our sins sent him to that cross and killed him. And if our sins killed him, what does that make us? Before we got saved, what does that make us? And yet Christ was willing to lay his life down Christ laid his life down so that through what he did, he could pay the debt that you could not pay, that I could not pay. I'm going to be very real tonight, okay? Our sins put Christ on the cross. But do you want to know something? Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were the two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left hand. And they that passed by reviled him, and wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from that cross. You know, Satan was using all these religious Pharisees, and even though this thief and robber, to tempt Jesus to come off that cross. But Christ could not. Because he willingly laid his life down so that we may have eternal life. Likewise, also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. Can I tell you something? Do you think that you would believe God if you saw all the miracles and all that stuff? Would you really believe? Because I'm going to tell you something. Israel actually saw the miracles that Christ did, and a lot of them said, crucify him. And you want to know something? Those people that were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, the same religious people later said, crucify him. And they chose Barabbas over Christ. They chose a thief and a murderer and a robber to be let go and have Christ, an innocent man who is God in the flesh, to be killed. Our sins sent Christ on that cross. Our sins sent him on the cross. But Christ did that willingly. He willingly laid his life down. Why? So he could pay that price in which we could not pay. And they that passed by in revile... Okay, so I already read that. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now. If he will have him, for he saith, I am the Son of God. The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Can I tell you something? Our sins may have put Christ on that cross. But you want to know something? Your sins, my sins, all the sins that were committed by everybody in this world were judged, condemned, and the wrath was poured out on Christ for that payment for our sin. Again, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus was quoting, I think, if I remember correctly, he was quoting from Psalm 22. Let's go there. Let's go to Psalm 22. Psalm 22, verse 1. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, no man, no reproach of men, and despised of the people. Jesus quoted from Psalm 22, verse 1. You want to know something? You know how loving Jesus was? He didn't just was willing to go through what he went through. But he was willing to take that wrath in your place. It was bad enough that he was scourged. He was whipped. Skin torn. Beard plucked. Being spat at. Having his beard plucked. And just to a point that you could not recognize him. Christ did that and went that through that. That he may be able to pay that price so that you wouldn't have to. He did all that so that you might have eternal life. The question I have for you is, will you trust the Lord Jesus Christ today? Will you trust him? Will you accept what he did for you? Christ loves you so much. He went through a lot just so that you can be with him for all eternity. Some of them that stood there when they heard that said, "This man called for Elias." And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him. In John chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Christ went through an agonizing death so that he could pay that price, so we wouldn't have to. He said, "It is finished." You don't have to do works to gain access to heaven. All you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for you at the cross. Amen. Let's go to Romans. Romans 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Let's go to Exodus. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12. We'll start at verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house." Do you know who that lamb is? That lamb is Jesus Christ. Amen. in John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John chapter 1, verse 36. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. That Lamb is Jesus Christ. Amen. And if the household be too little for the Lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the Lamb. Your Lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You should take it out of the take it out from the sheep or from the goats. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ in him. The righteousness of God in him, sorry. Christ was spotless. He was that firstborn. He was the first one to be born amongst his brothers and sisters. He was the firstborn. He was the first fruits. And he had no sin. There was no blemish. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and he shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. That's what Christ did. He laid his life down for our sin. Amen. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh, and that night roast it with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat it not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with puritans thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain unto the morning, and that which remaineth of it in the morning ye shall burn it with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, with shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Folks, you have the blood of Christ applied to your heart. Are you born again? Do you have Christ's blood on your hearts? Because the only thing that will protect and save you is Christ and his shed blood. Amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna find out what number that is, and what we're gonna sing that at the end of this broadcast. Okay? But you get the point. Nothing can wash away sin except for the blood of Christ. Amen. Now, let's go to Joshua. Let's go to Joshua. Joshua chapter 2, let's start in verse 16. And she said unto them, Get you into the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers return. And afterward may you go your way. And the men said unto her, We will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made to swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. The home, their home represents Christ. The scarlet thread represents his blood. And when that scarlet thread was applied onto that household, then Rahab and her whole family were saved. Amen. Now, now, it is by the blood of Christ that we can be saved and cleansed of our sin. And do you know why? Because Christ was willing to lay his life down for us. Why? So he could pay that sin debt in full, so that we would not have to. Amen. Let's go back to Matthew 27. Let's go back to Matthew 27. Actually, no, we are done with that. We're done with that section. I apologize. I'm getting tired, so it's kind of getting a little groggy right now, trying to figure out where I'm at. But listen, guys. Jesus Christ so loved you that he laid his life down willingly. And he did it so that you might be saved. Amen. And not just saved from your sins, but he did it so that he paid that price in full so you wouldn't have to. Whew, amen. He paid that price so that you wouldn't have to. He did. I want to ask you guys something. If you're watching this today and are not saved, don't wait for a single second. Don't wait any longer to accept the Lord. If you really don't know the Lord as your Savior, if you want to know, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus says you must be born again. And it's very simple. All you have to do is pray and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to save you. Amen. Ask him to save you. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to cleanse you and to wash you. Believe that he raised, believe that he was raised from the dead. Believe in your heart. Amen. Believe in your heart. Let's go back to Romans 10 again. Let's go back to Romans 10 and let me reread you what Romans 10 said. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and you want to know, you can know for sure that if you die today, you'd go to heaven. All you have to do is call upon Him and ask Him to save you. Amen. And the Lord will save you if you ask Him. He will. But at the same time, you have to believe in your heart. Amen. Believe in your heart. Cry out to the Lord and ask Him to save you. That's how you get saved. It's very simple. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It is simple. Amen. Believers, for those of you that are believers, can I just encourage you on something? Jesus Christ died. He willingly died. He laid His life down so that he could pay that price that He couldn't pay. But He's not dead. He's alive. Because on the third day, He was raised to life again. And He's at the right hand of the Father. And guess what? He is coming again. He is coming again to gather His people. Amen. So don't forget what Christ did for you. And please, I want to encourage you, believers, please, share Christ with others. Tell others about what Christ did for them. Don't hold that from them. Please share it with people. Amen. Share that with people. God wants you to tell people about Him. Amen. Now, I'm going to sing a hymn, Saved by the Blood. While I sing it, I want you guys to think and I want you to pray and go before the Lord. And if the Lord's dealing with you on something, please get it right now. Get it right. Make sure you get it right. Amen. Oh, I like that one. Softly and tenderly. That's 301. I'm going to sing that one instead. And as I sing, softly and tenderly, I want you to go before the Lord. If the Lord is convicting you on something, get it right. Please make it right. Get it right now. Don't wait till tomorrow to get it right. Get it right now. Amen. Okay. Now I'm going to sing softly and tenderly. And as I sing, I want you guys to go, if the Lord's dealing with you, please, take some time to pray. Amen. All right. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not His mercies, mercies for you and for me? Come home, come home, ye who are weary, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, deathbeds are coming for you and for me. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, O sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon for you and for me. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, O sinner, come home. Amen. Jesus is calling. He loves you. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. Remember this, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Well, I'm sorry, guys, that was not the best message, I don't think, but God can take the not so good and not so best messages and still use it for his glory. Amen. And God is good. God is merciful. God loves you so much that he gave his Son. Amen. Don't ever forget that. Amen. So anyways, tonight, so that's it for tonight. Again, next week we're going to be talking about his resurrection. So stay tuned for that. Friday, going to be getting into Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Okay. So stay tuned for Hebrews 11 on Friday. Sunday, on Resurrection Sunday, we will talk about his resurrection. Because as much power there is in his death, there's much power, and more so, in his resurrection. Amen? So stay tuned for that. Other than that, that's it for the night. So, I love you guys. You guys have a good rest of your weekend. Have a great, blessed week. God bless you. Don't forget that I am getting back into the daily, the live Bible reading. So hopefully that is a blessing to you. Hopefully that you'll guys get something from that. So we'll be on the lookout for that. Okay. Other than that, that's all I got. So I love you guys. God bless you. You guys have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed week. And we will see you all on Friday. God bless you guys. Love you. See ya. Bye.